Welcome to Inside Texas Tech on KTTZ FM 89.1.
Welcome to this week's edition of Inside Texas Tech. I'm your host, Robert Giovanetti. Typically, the summer months are a quiet time around Texas Tech athletics, but that changed last month when Tech football recruit Nigel Bethel and Lady Raider basketball player Amber Battle were involved in an altercation during an on-campus pickup basketball game. Bethel hit Battle in the face during a skirmish and was dismissed from the program the next day. Battle was suspended for a month. Bethel was initially charged with assault for his role in the altercation, but 3 weeks later, he was cleared of all charges by a local grand jury. After conferring with Battle and her family, Tech Director of Athletics Kirby Hocut reinstated Bethel and suspended him for 25% of the season, the same punishment as Battle. Earlier today, we heard from Lady Raider basketball coach Candy Whitaker. We resume our conversation with Coach Whitaker as she discusses the role of social media in today's environment. And, you know, it hasn't been that long since you were here as a player, but is it amazing to you how much the game has changed and how much the culture has changed?
So much has changed. I mean, and a lot of it has to do with social media. On the recruiting aspect, I spend so much time on social media because I want to know what those kids are really about. So we get an advantage a little bit knowing more of the inside of who they are and what they're about, but they are also so connected. So we may be recruiting a kid in Austin that's connected with a kid in Charlotte because of social media. So it has changed recruiting completely. And then obviously it's one more thing that as a staff, as a university, as an athletic department, we have to manage. We have a lot of people using social media and representing our programs.
We heard Coach Kingsbury talk at the press conference that he's already talked to his team and used this as a learning experience. Have you had a chance to do that with your team?
Yes, no question. We spent a lot of time talking about it as a team, and now I think it's an example of the effect you can have, either positive or negative, on all of us, from our basketball program all the way up through the university. And we always want to be great stewards of our position and how we can help better the overall university and obviously our own program. So it's a great learning lesson. We address that with our team, that we are not going to be involved in anything with social media in regards to the incident.
Do you feel a sense of a bigger issue here besides just, hey, two athletes getting into a scuffle and the ensuing fallout? Is there maybe a bigger social issue here as far as, you know, there's been a lot of talk about violence towards women and the competitive nature on the floor and all those things. Is there a bigger picture to all this?
I think situations can always be made into bigger pictures, but we've really tried to keep this as this is an unfortunate incident that happened between two athletes in a heated basketball game and two young people that made poor decisions in the heat of the moment. And from my experience with Amber, she is a great young lady who babysits my children, who is very soft-spoken and has been a terrific leader for our team. So bad decision, you know, and I don't know Nigel, but I think we can all understand that we all make mistakes, especially when we're young, and we try to keep it looking at it. That's what we're dealing with at this time.
Kirby Hocut said there are no winners in this situation, but do you think ultimately Texas Tech got this right?
I think Texas Tech did the best they could in a very difficult situation. I don't know if there is a right. It's just a very difficult situation. I think we managed it well. I think our leadership was strong. Our communication was good across the board. And we always kept in mind what was in best interest of our student athletes and our program and our university.
Do things like this make you really appreciate, hey, I'm just ready to get back on the floor and start coaching basketball?
I like to coach basketball. I do. I enjoy being on the floor with our team. I love our team. They have great energy and just excited that we've put together a team that goes to work every day and is going to be a team that really battles, and looking forward to getting on the floor with them.
Coach Whitaker, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
For our full conversation with Lady Raider basketball coach Candy Whitaker, visit our website at kttz.org.
This has been Inside Texas Tech on KTTZ FM 89.1, a service of Texas Tech Public Media.